Today's daf is Menachas Daf Nun, and we will begin four lines from the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being dedicated by David Solomon and family as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Etta Malka Bas Miriam and Lizecha Nishmas Miriam Bas Rab Avram Shleima Olav HaShalom, whose yahrzeit is today, Hoshana Rabbah, who was a Holocaust survivor and had the nisyonos that all Holocaust survivors had after the war to keep her faith, and she was able to do that and to raise a beautiful mishpacha. So may today's learning be a schus refuah shleima for Etta Malka Bas Miriam, and it should be an aliyah for the neshama of Miriam Bas Rab Avram Shleima. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph is continuing with the theme of Masechtas Menachos for the last several weeks, and that is things that are ma'akev each other and things that are not ma'akev each other. And as we saw, the Mishnah is going outside of the box, so to speak. Not all examples were kachem-related examples. We had tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, tcheles, etc., etc. Regardless, the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph discussed what's the halacha regarding the korban tamid, which was brought twice. You had the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Are the two Karbonos Tamid ma'akev each other? Or what about the Ketairis? The Ketairis was also brought twice during the day. The Ketairis was brought in the morning, and the Ketairis was brought again Bein Arbayim. Are the Ketairis ma'akev zeh? So the Mishnah said on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Lo Yekrivu Keves Baboiker, Yakrivu Bein Arbayim. That if the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought, it's not ma'akev the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. It's still okay to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Meaning you could have thought that it's a set, it's a unit. Either you bring both, or you bring none. Says the Mishnah, it's not all or nothing. Even though the Katchila, you're supposed to bring a Tamid Shal Shachar and a Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, but Bidyeved, lo hikrivu keves baboiker, yakrivu Bein Arbayim. Rav Shimon said it's not so simple. That's only true if they were anusim or shaykigin. If the reason the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought was because of an oinus or a shaykig. Avalam hayu mezidim, but let's say b'mezid the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought, then the halacha is, lo yakrivu Bein Arbayim. Stating that, Rav Shimon said, that's only true for the carbon tamid. As it relates to the k'tiris, loy hiktiru k'tiris baboiker yaktiru bein arbayim. So according to the Chachamim, the tamid shal shachar, the tamid shal bein arbayim, the k'tiris shal shachar, the k'tiris shal bein arbayim are never ma'akiv each other. You could bring the bein arbayim even though the shachar wasn't brought. According to Rav Shimon, there's a distinction between the karbanis tamid and the k'tiris. The carbon tamid, if they were oynas or a shaygig, then you could bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But if b'mezid the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought, you can't bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. As it relates to the Ketairis, Rav Shimon doesn't make this distinction. And Rav Shimon says, lo yiktiru Ketairis ba'boiker, yaktiru Bein Arbayim. And then the Mishnah gave a reason for all this. And that is, she'ein min chanchen as mizbeach azov, ela b'ketairis shal Bein Arbayim, v'loy mizbeach ha'oilo, ela b'tamid shal shachar, v'loy yas ha'shulchan, ela b'lechem ha'ponim b'shabes, v'loy yas ha'menoira, ela b'shiv And Pashit, the Mishnah seems to be giving a reason for everything it just said. And that is because when it comes to inaugurate the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an Avodah that had to be done. Meaning, you couldn't just build a Mizbeach and start doing any Avodah you wanted to do. The first Avodah that was done on any particular Keli of the Beis HaMikdash mattered. And it was very, very precise in terms of how you were mechanich the kelim, how you inaugurated, how you used them for the first time. Says the Mishnah, the way they were mechanich the Mizbeach Hazav was with the Ketores of the Bein Arbayim. And the way they were mechanich the Mizbeach Ha'oilo was the Tamid Shal Shachar. And that somehow is a reason, it's a tam for the first part of the Mishnah, which discusses what happens if they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Is it okay to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim? What happens if they didn't bring the Ketores Shal Shachar? Is it okay to bring the Ketores Shal Bein Arbayim? And the Gemara begins with the obvious question. Chinuch, mandachar shmei. Who said anything about chinuch? How is the second part of the Mishnah a reason for the earlier part of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the way we read the Mishnayis, it really doesn't make any sense. B'chzure mechzor v'chiktan, what we need to do is a little bit of surgery on the Mishnah. We have to edit it, insert words, and then it's all going to come together. The Mishnah begins with a halacha that's actually fakert from what the Mishnah says. And that is, if the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought, you cannot bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Says the Mishnah, when is that true? That's if you're using the Mizbeach for the first time. So if the first time you're going to use the Mizbeach, you're going to use it with the tamid shel ben arba'im, that's not okay. The chinuch of the mizbeach has to be with the tamid shel shach. Avad mischanuch mizbeach. Let's say mizbeach was used already. Then it's okay. Yakrivu ben arba'im. And it just so happens, punk today, on a Tuesday in October, they didn't have the tamid shel shach. Then it's okay to bring the tamid shel ben arba'im. Reb Shimon argued and said, "Emes avizman shayu anus meshayke." The only time it's okay to bring the tamid shel ben arba'im if they didn't bring the tamid shel shach is if they were oynus or shayke. If they were amazed, lo yakrivu kavas ba'boyker, lo yakrivu ben arba'im, lo yaktiru teres ba'boyker. Yaktiru bein rabbayim. But the point is, what the Mishnah just did was it added language. It added one line, and that is that although the Tana, the Mishnah, holds that it's okay to bring the Tamid Shal bein rabbayim, despite the fact that Tamid Shal Shachar was not brought, that's only if this Mizbech was used already. It's a regular day, punkt. For whatever reason, it was Batal HaTamid, they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, it's okay to bring the Tamid Shal bein rabbayim. Rav Shimon says, it depends why they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. But what would be if this is the first time the Mizbeach is being used? As if to say the Mizbeach became erect 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They never brought the Tamid Shal Shachar because they didn't have the Mizbeach to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. And now for the first time, they want to bring a carbon to Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. That's not okay. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That if the Mizbeach was never used before, thus there was no Tamid Shal Shachar because there physically wasn't a Mizbeach. And now you want to bring a carbon for the first time, that is the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, that's not okay. If the Mizbeach had been used before, then it is okay. The last part of the Mishnah is giving a time for the first halacha. The reason that if the Mizbeach was never used, you can't use it for the first time with the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im is She'ein. That's the last part of the Mishnah. She'ein mechanchin es ha-mizbeach ha'ela ela b'tamid shal shachar. Thus, the first usage has to be with the Tamid Shal Shachar, not the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. Says the Gemara, Minhag Amili. How do you know this distinction? How do you know that you can't use a mizbeach for the first time with the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, but at the same time, it's okay if you miss the Tamid Shal Shachar to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. The Tanur Rabban Otzon Tefem Abraisa V'Sakeves Hasheini Tasa Bein Arba'im. The pasuk says V'Sakeves Ha'echa Tasa Ba'Boiker V'Esakeves Hasheini Tasa Bein Arba'im. We're all familiar with the pasuk, and the Gemara is bothered with the obvious question: why does the Torah have to refer to the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im as the Keves Hasheni? We know it's the Keves Hasheni. If the Tamid Shal Shachar is the Keves HaEchad, then I can do the back of the envelope arithmetic and figure out that the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im is the Keves Hasheni. Why does the Torah have to emphasize that it was the Keves Hasheni? Says the Gemara very Geshmak, to teach me that the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im has to be the Keves Hasheni. It can never be the Keves HaRishon. When is that true? That's if you're using a Mizbeach for the first time. Then, on a brand new Mizbeach, the Keves Hasheni needs to be the Sheni. And it can't be the Rishon. If the Mizbeach ever was used before, afilu Rishon bein arba'im, then the Keves Hasheni could be the Keves HaRishon, meaning on a regular day, on an old Mizbeach, even if the Tamid Shal Shachar was not brought, it's okay to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. Reb Shimon made a chilek. He said, the only time it's true that you bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, despite the fact that you didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, is if they were a Oynes or a Shoykik. But let's say it bemezid, the Tamid Shal Shachar wasn't brought, lo yakrivu keves ba'boike, lo yakrivu bein arba'im. Then you shouldn't bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. Lo yaktiru teres ba'boike, yaktiru bein arba'im. But even Reb Shimon acknowledges that's only true for the two karbonos tamid. It's not true for the teres over there. Even if the mezid, the keteres shal shachar, wasn't brought, he still brought the keteres shal bein arba'im. The Gemara asks, v'chi koyhanim chatu mizbeach batel. And one of the themes that we've seen throughout Kachin is that we look at the Mizbeach as a living organism, kaviyachal. And when we burn, or the Kehanim would burn meat on the Mizbeach, they were feeding the Mizbeach. B'shtei achilos akasam medaber, echad achilos adam, v'echad achilos Mizbeach. Pouring wine on the Mizbeach was a bechina of giving the Mizbeach a glass of wine. This is one of the themes that we've seen. And the Gemara's kasha is that if the Kehanim b'mezid didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, so what's the halacha? You don't bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im, says Reb Shimon. It's a mashma that it's not so much mi'ikar adin, because if it was mi'ikar adin, what difference does it matter if it was done by mezid or if it was done by inus or b'shogeg? It must be some sort of knas. But says Reb Shimon, so you want to cancel the kayhanim. You did a very bad thing. You didn't bring the Talmud Shal Shachar. We're not going to allow you to bring the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim. But this Kenas is Chav L'Achrini. It comes at the expense of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is losing out. So Freit the Gemara, V'chi Koyhanim Chatu Mizbeach Batul. Why should the Mizbeach lose out? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Hachi Kamar. Lo Yakrivu Hein, Aval Ocherim Yakrivu. Reb Shimon never said that if the Talmud Shal Shachar was not brought B'mezid, do not bring the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim. Even though it sounds like that's what he said. It's not what he said. He meant those Koyhanim that were responsible, the ones that won the Geirah, the ones that were responsible bringing the Talmud Shal Shachar, they themselves cannot bring the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim, but others should bring, and as a result, you can accomplish both things. You have the Knas on the one hand, at the same time, the Mizbeach is not going to be batal. Stating that, Rav Shimon only said it with regards to the Karbanos Talmud. As it relates to the Ketores, Le'yaktiru Ketores Babayker, Yaktiru Bein Arbayim. It is okay to bring the Ketores Shal Bein Arbayim. What's the reason for it? Why did Rav Shimon not make the same knas? You know why? The kibud leishchicha. Because this whole situation is anyways leishchiach. Umasra. And the ketores was a school of fashiros, as we'll see more about later. Chavivahu v'loy pashi. The chances of the ketores not being brought were very, very slim. We know that a kayen that did the ketores had to earn it. He had to win the girl. Not just that, it was chadashim lebekarim. You only were able to bring the Keteris one time. And the reason is because it was a school of Rashiris and we wanted to spread the wealth, literally, so that all Kayanim should have an opportunity to get this skula to become Groyser Gevirim. So if somebody wins the Geirah, it's his job right now to bring the Keteris Shal Shachar. You think he's going to sit around and say, you know what, I'm a little lazy, I'm not feeling it, I have other things to do, I'll get to it later. It's not very shchiach that that's going to happen. If you were Zeicha, you won the Geirah, you have the opportunity to get this segula, of course you're going to go ahead and do it. So Rav Shimon says, I don't have to make this knas. I'm worried that somebody will be Pesheya and not bring the Talmud Shal Shachar. So that's Rav Shimon's knas. Rav Shimon says, if you didn't bring the Talmud Shal Shachar, you can't have anything to do with the Talmud Shal Bein Arbayim. But as it relates to the Keteris, Rav Shimon says, for that I'm not worried. This incidentally has ramifications. Lehalacha, we'll get to that a little bit later in the daf. So the Gemara, Rav Shimon, the Kula Hisakreva Bein Arbayim, She'ein Mechanch. So the Mishnah said that the way they inaugurated, the way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaZov, that's the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel, was with the Ketores Shel Beinu Harbayim. The way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaOyla, that's the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, was with the Tamid Shel Shachar. But the Mizbeach HaOyla's chinuch happened al yedei the Ketores Shel Beinu Harbayim. Right, the Gemara Batani, we learned in a braisa, be Ketores HaSamim Shel Shachar. It's a stira. Was it the Ketores HaSamim Shel Beinu Harbayim? Or was it the Ketores HaSamim Shel Shachar? Says the Gemara Tanoi, it's Machlikis Tanoi. Amr Rabbi Abai, I said, Mestabrik Mandam, Ketores HaSamim Shel Beinu Harbayim. It's Mestabrik to me that the Mandam that says that the way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaZohav was with the Ketores, not Shel Shachar, but Shal Bein Arbayim. And why is it Mestaber D'Chsiv? Because the Pasuk says, when it's describing the Miluim, and that's when they were Mechanech, the Kalim that were used in the Mishkan, as mentioned in Parshas Tetzav. And the Pasuk over there says, Baboiker, Baboiker, Beitiva Yes Haneiros Yaktirena. And the Pasuk seems to begin to describe the Chinuch first thing in the morning, the Koyen, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did it, but the Koyhanim should bring the Ketores at the same time that they were Metiv the Neiros. Now, what does Metiv HaNeiros mean? When they clean the Neiros. Says the Gemara, Ilav Dovet Adalka Meyurto, had these Neiros not been lit the previous night, Hatovet B'tzafer Mehecha, then there's nothing to clean in the morning. Elamai, they must have lit the Neiros the night before. If they lit the Neiros the night before, says Rashi, it's Iker Chasam and Aseifer in the Gemara, inserts Rashi, that means they probably were Makta the Ketores the night before as well. Because we know that the Zman of the Ketores, Shobein Arbayim, was Toloi in the Zman of the Adlokas HaMenorah. The two are very much related to each other. They both happened at the same exact time. So if we know that there was Hatovas HaNeiros in the morning, how do we know that? Because the Pasuk says that. It means there was Hadlokas HaNeiros the night before. If there was Hadlokas HaNeiros the night before, it's Mistabra. Abaya doesn't have a checkmate proof, but Abaya said Mistabra. It's Mistabra. It's reasonable because we find that the two are very much related to each other. So it's Mistabra that they were mak to the Ketores Shel Bein Arbayim as well. Oh, so you see that. The first thing was the Ketores in during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Thus, this is a limud. It's a binyanav for all chinuch of the Mizbeach HaZohav, all the Mizbeches that would be in the Heichal, that the way you were mechanech, the first usage would always be with the Ketores Shel Bein Arbayim. It says the Gemara, the man of the Ketores HaSamen Shel Shachar, the man that says that they weren't mechanech the Mizbeach HaZohav with the Ketores Shel Bein Arbayim, but rather with the Torah Shal Shachar. How does he know that? Gomer mi Mizbeach Ha'Oil. He learns it from the Mizbeach. Malahan the Tamid Shal Shachar. Just like the Mizbeach Ha'Oil was with the Tamid Shal Shachar. How do we know that? We learned that already from a pasuk. It's a keves Hasheni Tasar Abayim. The keves Shal Bein Arbayim has to be the Sheni because you were mechanechet with the keves. With the Tamid Shal Shachar, Afkan Bikteris Asamim Shal Shachar. So it's true, there's a stira. Our Mishnah says the way they were Mechanich, the Mizbeach Hazav, was with the Keteris Shal Shachar. There's a Brisa that says the way they were Mechanich, the Mizbeach Hazav, was with the Keteris Shal Shachar. It's not a Kasha, Tanoihi. And the Gemara even gave the sources to each one of these respective Shitas in the Tanam. By the way, when we talk about being Mechanich, the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach Ha'ilah, it's important to realize that historically speaking, there were many Mizbeachas, unfortunately. Things happen. Sometimes the Mizbeach was Nifkam. You have Sugyas and Masech Tzvachim that talk about Nifkam HaMizbeach. After the Hanukkah story, the Mokum HaMikdash was ransacked and they had to start rehabilitating, literally, the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's Mishnayos and the Sugyas and Shas that talk about if they had to remake certain kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. What if they didn't have gold? The katchila, the menorah is supposed to be miksha, zahav, tahar. What if they didn't have gold? We had the sugis earlier in Masechtas Menachos. So there's different halachos, but it's all based on, historically speaking, you know, we think of the one menorah and the one mizbeach. There were many mizbeachas, unfortunately, and from time to time, things needed to happen. So if right now you're using a brand new mizbeach, there's a process of how they would unveil this mizbeach. It was an unveiling. They were mechanechet. How were you mechanechet? So, the Mizbeach Oila, the one that was in the Azara, that was with the Tamid Shal Shachar. What about the Mizbeach Hazav? That's just Machlokes Tanaim right here. The first thing they would do was Keteris. The question is, was it the Keteris Shal Shachar or was it the Keteris Shal Bein Rabbi? Either way, what about the Shulchan? So you have a Shulchan now, a brand new Shulchan. We're going to unveil it. It's going to happen on Shabbos. That's when the ceremony is going to take place. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to put the lechem aponim on it. That's a, says the Mishnah, "Veloyes hashulchan ela b'lechem aponim b'Shabbos." Says the Gemara, "It's mashma ela b'chayil ichnuchi hudoi mechanech hakadoshim mikdash." The Mishnah emphasizes that they unveiled the shulchan on Shabbos. That was when it was done. As if to say that the first usage of the shulchan had to be on Shabbos. But ordinarily, you can use the shulchan whenever you want. Frank the Gemara, is that true? We know that the shulchan was only used on Shabbos. What was the shulchan used for? The lechem aponim. You had the yid bayis chalas. That's what the shulchan was used for. And when did the chalas would remain on the shulchan for a week? And the changing of the guard happened on Shabbos. At the time that the mishmaris in the Beis HaMikdash, the shifts in of the kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash would switch from shift A to shift B, from shift B to shift C, that's when they would take the breads off the shulchan, they would divide it. Six of the breads would go to the Mishmar HaYoytze, that's the shift that was leaving, and six of it would go to the Mishmar HaNichnas, that's the shift that was coming. When was the changing of the guard? It was all done on Shabbos. That means the whole avodah of the lechem aponim was anyways done on Shabbos. So the Gemara's catch is that why are we emphasizing that the unveiling of the shulchan, the inauguration, the chinuch of the shulchan happened on Shabbos? It sounds like ela b'chol on a weekday ichnuchi hu d'loy mechanech. You just can't be mechanech it. Hakidush and mikdash. Mar says no, it's not a diak. Gufa gamash mo the chinuch v'kiddush shulchan b'Shabbos. So no, don't make the diak. Of course, the shulchan was only used on Shabbos. There would have been a havamin, and maybe the chinuch could have been done during the week. Says the Mishnah, the chinuch of the shulchan and the kiddush of the shulchan, all usage of the shulchan was always done on Shabbos. And by the way, says the Gemara, Kedektani Seifa, the Seifa for sure means that. Because what does Seifa say? How are they mechanich the menorah? You have a brand new menorah. What do? You light the seven neiros, bein arbayim. Obviously, that's what you always did with the menorah. What, on a regular day, you're going to make the diak, you only lit six neiros? Or five neiros? Or you didn't do it bein arbayim? This is not up for debate. These are psukim in the Torah. We know how you lit the menorah every day. Elo mai, the Mishnah is just saying. That's also the way you were mechanechet. So as it relates to the shulchan, it's the same thing. Either way, we're talking about the keteiros. So the Gemara digresses for a moment with an interesting brice. Tanu rabbanon, a brice. Zehu keteiros sha'osol yochid al mizbech achitzayin v'hairaz sha' haisa. So the brice is describing a keteiros that was brought by a yachid, and the Braisa says this is the only time that a yachid brought keteiros on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Don't learn anything from there. The reason you can't learn anything from there is because this was a hirasha. It says more hecha. What is it referring to? It's a very cryptic Braisa. There was this hirasha, this one-time event, where there was a keteiros that was brought by a yachid on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. What's it referring to? Says the Gemara, what it's referring to is the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim, amongst the karbanos that they brought, b'yoyim hakamas hamishkan, the first day of Nisan, the second day Nisan, the third day Nisan, they brought ketores, just to read a pasuk in the Torah that we're all familiar with. Vayihi makriv bayom harishon. Right, the parasha in the Nesi'im repeats itself 12 times. That's why parashas Nasa is the longest parasha in the Torah, and that's why we're so familiar with the kriya, because you hear it again and again and again. So vayihi makriv bayom harishon es karbonai nachshav ben aminadav l'matuyu v'karbonai. Right, karas kesef achas. We all know this. Kaf achas asara zahav melei ketores. One of the things that the Torah says is that he brought ketores. Says the Gemara, that ketores that was brought by a yachid, it was the Nasi's carbon. Right, it's the chattis is always referred to as chattis nachshon, the seir of nachshon. So it was nachshon, it was the yachid's carbon, kaf achas asar azav malei ketores, was something that was brought one time, and it's the only time that a yachid brought ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. And the Gemara makes tzedek. It sounds like elo yachid on mizbeach achitzin hu delai. It sounds like a yachid only that time was able to bring ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. Oh, mizbeach pnimi makrib. It sounds like if the yachid wanted to bring ketores on the mizbeach pnimi, no worries. Another diak. Vesu, on mizbeach achitzin yachid hudalai. It sounds like only a yachid can bring ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. Hatzibur makrib. But let's say the tzibur decides that they want to bring a ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. It's okay. Now, the ketores was brought on the mizbeach pnimi. It wasn't brought on the mizbeach achitzin. One of the names of the mizbeach pnimi was the mizbeach ketores. It was called the mizbeach ketores. Because that's where the ketores was brought. It was called the mizbeach pnimi, simply because it was inside. It wasn't outside in the courtyard. It was in the heichal. It was also called the mizbeach hazav, because it was made out of gold. In contrast to the mizbeach that was in the azara, that was called the mizbeach hanechoshes, because it was made out of copper. It was called the mizbeach hachitzin, because it was outside. And it was also called the mizbeach ha'ayla, because that's where the carbon ha'ayla and really almost all carbonas were brought. But regardless, so the Gemara says, it sounds like a yachid can't bring a ketores on the mizbeach achitza. I didn't see him. That's a rasha to the yukim. It sounds like a tzibur could bring on the mizbeach achitza, and it sounds like maybe a yachid could bring the mizbeach pnimi. The Gemara says it can't be. But Tanya, we learned to the brayso. Yachid, yeah, yachid inside of him. Maybe he eats a bone nedava. I would think that if a yachid wants to bring ketores, he could bring. So a yachid can bring an oila. He could bring a shlamim, a taita. What if a yachid decides one day I want to bring ketores? Maybe you could do it. And the whole parsha of Nedarim and Nedavos, as they relate to Karbanos, maybe should apply. You can't bring a Keteres Zara, a friend of the Keteres. The Keteres that the Torah prescribes, that's the only Keteres that's allowed to be brought. Maybe only Yochid can't. But maybe the Tzibur that had the Keteres brought on its behalf every single day, maybe the Tzibur could bring it as a Nedava as well. Talmud Leimah Leisalu. Leisalu is a Lashon Rab. Even the tzibur is not allowed to. I would think maybe on the mizbecha pnimi it's not okay, but maybe the mizbecha chitzen is okay. Talmud loy mehashem and amishcha ves k'teres asamim l'kodesh k'chol v'asher tzivi sicha yasu. Ein l'cha ela mash amar b'inyan. You can only bring the k'teres that the Torah lays out. Any other k'teres is not okay. So it's a stira. From the price it's mashma, a yachid can't bring the k'teres nedava on the mizbecha chitzen. To the yukim. A yachid could bring on the mizbeach pnimi, and a rabbim, a tzibur, could bring on the mizbeach chitzin. Here it's mashma. Every ketores that you're not allowed to bring is a ketores zar. Amar apapa, let me buy your karma. Now, the way you read the prices, let me buy your tzibur on the mizbeach chitzin. That's pasha, that the tzibur can't bring ketores on the mizbeach chitzin, because there's no precedence for that. You don't find anywhere that the tzibur brought ketores on the mizbeach chitzin. But let me buy your yachid on the mizbeach pnimi. And that's pasha, that a yachid can't bring ketores on the mizbeach pnimi. Again, there's no precedence for that. But I would have thought that maybe a yachid could bring a ketores nedav on the mizbeach achitzin, because there is precedence for that. The ashkechon, where did you find that? Benesiyim, that's the brisa rasha. Let's say rasha, and that is not going to be okay. And by the way, we're not going to speak about this morning, but the whole idea of a ketores zara is a very big deal. Not even aviyu. What caused them to die? So even though there's so many pshatim in Chazal, the Gemara in Erevin, and so many different midrashim, countless pshatim, but at the end of the day, the Torah says that they brought a ketores, Ashalai Tziva, they brought ketores that they weren't supposed to bring. And the ketores zara was ultimately their downfall. Kairach, v'adasai. How was it decided who was telling the truth? Was it Moshe and Aharon, or was it Korach v'Adasai? It was by a Keteres. Everybody bring a Keteres. Whoever Keteres is, the real Keteres, will be chosen. And Korach v'Adasai, their Keteres was the Keteres Zara, and as a result, the Keteres Zara consumed them. Im chiser achas mikol samoneo chayav misa. Even if you bring the Keteres that you're supposed to bring, if you're missing one of the samimonim, it's already a Keteres Zara, so to speak, and you're ready to be chayav misa. So there's a lot related to Keteres. We're going to learn sugis of Keteres later in Mesechtes Menachis. But for now, before we go weiter, just one aura. So the Gemara mentioned the idea that the Ketores was a school of Ashiras. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said there's a nafkamina l'alacha. Nafkamina is that I believe that if the Tamid Shal Shachar was not brought b'mezid, then the Kohanim that were responsible to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar were not allowed to be involved in the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayin. It's a knas, so to speak. But if the Ketores Shal Shachar was not brought b'mezid, I'm not worried about that. I want you to make the same knas. Says Reb Shimon, because it's lo shchicha. And the reason it's lo shchicha is because it's ma'asra, because it was ma'asher, and as a result, it's chavivale, and this, it's just not likely it's going to happen. In the event it happens, it happened. But I'm not going to impose a knas and a takana over something that I believe is very, very lo shchiach, that it should actually take place. So where's this idea that this keteres is a school of la'ashiras, a nafkemino lahalacha? It's a halacha that everybody's familiar with. The Ramah in Hilchas Mila, in Yerudea, Simen Reish Samachay, talks about the chashivas of the sandik. Says the Ramah, V'noyagim lahader achar mitzvazu, liois sandik, litvois hatinoik lamoyaloi. That there's an Indian to be mahader, to want to be the sandik, to hold the baby at the time of the bris milah. Says the Ramah, the yofa koyach hasandik mikoyach hamoyel la'akdima l'kriyas ha'teira. The sandik is more chashuv in the picture. Right, if you take a snapshot of a bris milah and you want to know who's the most chashuv person in the room after the child, who's the most chashuv person in the room? You think maybe the moyel? That's not the moyel. Says the Ramah, it's the sandik. The yofa koyach hasandik mikoyach hamoyel. And by the way, says the Ramah, anaf kimino la'alocha. If there's kriyas ha'teira, you should give the aliyah to the sandik, because for that moment, for that morning, he's the most chash of a person. As a result, he gets the aliyah. The whole sandik, says Rama, what's the reason for it? It's because a sandik is kimakti keteres. And being that, it's as if he's bringing, imagine there was a yid in your besmadrish who that day brought the keteres. I think you'd give him shlishi or shishi, right? You give him the aliyah. So the sandik is the makti keteres. If he's the makti keteres, he's chash of, and as a result, there's an Indian lahaktimoy likriya satayra. Says Rama, how do I know that? In parentheses, it's a maril who quotes a Rabbeinu Peretz. So this comes from Rishonim, but the bottom line is, says the Ramah, that the sandik is very, very chashuv. Thus, v'noyagim lahader achar mitzvazu, people travel to be sandik. It's a very, very big deal, and the reason is because when you're sandik, it's as if you brought the k'tiris. And as a result, says the Ramah, he's more chashuv than the moil, you should give him the aliyah. The Ramah continues, and it says, ulachein, it's for that reason, there's a noyag in the minigit shalai litein shnei yaladin labal bris echad, that if one person has many boys, he shouldn't repeat sandikos. So he shouldn't give sandik to the same person for two of his sons. Why? Because being that the sandik is kemakti k'tayres, and we know the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that one kohen never did the k'tayres twice. The reason is because it was a school of Ashiras. We wanted to spread the wealth. We wanted other people to have an opportunity to be able to have the school. So says the Ramah, again, quoting the Maril, quoting Rabbeinu Peretz, that the same thing is going to be true when it comes to Sandikais. And therefore, says the Ramah, the minig is shloi litein shnei yaladim lebal bris echad ki da'amrinin gabi k'tayres chadashim l'k'tarim. Says the Vilna Gaon, dvarav ein lohem shachar. This that the Ramah said, that the minig is not to give the same sandik, sandikos, twice for two of your boys, ein lohem shachar. Absolutely not. No shaychas. The imkein, because if the Ramah, b'shem the Maril, b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, is oiska alten, then my time in my yadam echadavka. Then why is it only I can't be sandik for one person's two sons? The echad lo yaseh beis pavim sandik lo'ila. I mean, if the mekar is the k'tayres, a kohen was never able to do the k'tayres twice, period. That's the way it was. It wasn't me adam echad, he was never able to do k'tayres twice. So if there's an idea that the sandik is to mak the k'tayres, so why is it that one person can get sandikos 100 times? It just has to be from 100 different fathers. L'chayra, the halacha should be that you can never be sandik twice, says the Vilna Gaon, and here's the punchline, ula oilam, and by the way, I never saw a sandik become a gver. And as a result, to me, this whole idea that the sandik is kemakta keteres, ela haminiku al pizavos, rabida chasid, it's true, there's a minig, the Ramah quoted the minig, but it has nothing to do with this, maril, b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, relating sandikoi somehow to makta keteres. It's based on a tzava from Yehuda chasid, and it falls into that, that's a whole different conversation. But the bottom line is, says the guy, very, very sharp, dvar of inlohem shachar, and then the Vilna Gaon says, "Ula oilam leira inu sandik shemesasha." So we've been speaking about some sharfa Gaon. This is shalike darka. The Vilna Gaon about Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin, Tefillin Achol HaMoed. His is a very sharfa Vilna Gaon, where the Gaon says, Tvarev Eilam Shachar, Ula Eilam Moirainu Sandik Semesasha. Stating that the Gedoyle HaPoyski wrote Shuvas about this Ramah. So again, Ramah says that there's an Indian not to give a Sandik twice, meaning for two of your boys, and it's based seemingly on this Maril, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Vilna Gaon came out very, very sharp. The Noida B'Yehuda in a Tshuva, it's in Yeridea Madura Kama Simin Pevav, was asked a kasha about someone that had a lot of boys, Kanai Nahar, and he wanted to repeat Sandik, because you know, he was looking for a chash of Sandik, and he wanted to repeit Sandik, and he sent a letter to the Noida B'Yehuda, is it okay? So unfortunately, the Yehuda responded to this Tshuva a lot, you know, very much after the fact. It's actually interesting. This is how he begins the tshuva. Divrei igartoi, I mean, this was a shtickel zman garama, right? Time is of the essence. But either way, divrei igartoi min tishrei ha'avar. He got the tshuva last tishrei, higiyani b'chol HaMoed Sukkos. He said he got the tshuva on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. You see that? V'oz ein halav lo yoytze b'kol masai. It's pens down on Chol HaMoed. So he said, when I got the tshuva, I couldn't respond because you can't write on Chol HaMoed. V'achaz man, higi esman, asifas ha-talmid, b'chilas ha-zman. Then the newsman started, chavrusa tomov, etc. He says, v'anoshe ilnu v'la yecholti l'hoyshev. And then I got busy again. Bottom line is, Neid Yehuda sits down now to write a tshuva. And this is the gist of his tshuva. He says as follows. He says, I don't like responding to shailas that have no shayrish and shas. V'divri Rabbeinu Peretz, shehevi maril b'reishel chesmila, hu rak ke'in asmachta. It's like an asmachta. Los his tam, al mashen nimne melechabi le'echa b'shnei bonim. The bottom line is, the Noida B'Yehuda told the Shoyl that this whole thing is a minig, and it's not rooted in Shas, and being that it's not rooted in Shas, says the Noida B'Yehuda, if you're familiar with my tshuvas, you know, ein daiti noichel lahashib bedover she'ein loy shayrish min hashas. Stating that, the Noida B'Yehuda wrote a tshuva. He has a little bit of an arichos, and at the end, the Noida B'Yehuda writes, v'hakol rak derech drush v'remez. But everything I'm telling you, everything is ein lem shayrish v'ikav b'gemara v'loy le'ikav v'loy le'mina kavua u'b'chom medinas poilim ein medaktik v'zeh. He says, to me, in Poland, people are medaktik. He says, in many places, harav, hakavua, hu chiv l'sandik tomid. The rav hakavu always gets sandik. It's like a standard. Rav gets shlishi, the rav gets sandik. V'gam poiv kilosenu, enak p'kam akpidim is that. And then again, finally, at the very end, he says the same exact thing. V'yoysim is that, en laharach b'davish akol ha-shayrish, enam in ha-talmud, v'dayke es b'zah. So this is the Noida B'Yehuda l'shitasa. I mean, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've had the opportunity to go through a lot of these tshuvas together in the daf, where the Noida B'Yehuda didn't write tshuvas based on Divrei Agada. So whether it's Agadata, whether it's Kabbalah, whether it's Zayar, the Noida B'Yehuda drew a line. There was a very great distinction between Gemaras and everything else. And again, Noida B'Yehuda once even was forced to write a tshuva to explain his position because the Shaila was very bothered. Told the Noida B'Yehuda, well, you're not Makshev Agadata and Midrashim. And he told the Rajba wrote a whole Sefer on Agadata. And he wrote back, he says, and the same Rajba that wrote a Sefer on Agadata writes somewhere that you don't bring any Rayas from Agadata. So the bottom line is, V'advar Matikim, we have read bites on this, but the bottom line is, is this the Noida B'Yehuda? This was his take. He said, I hear it's a minig, and the Ramah quotes a Maril who quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, but at the end of the day, perspective. The perspective is, it's not rooted in Gemara. And if it's not rooted in Talmud Bavli, all it is a minig Ba'alma. He says, even though there's Midrashim, it's a smachta Ba'alma, he calls it. And he says, as a result, the minig I've seen otherwise, they give it to the Rav, it's really not such a big deal. Then Chassam Sofer also wrote a tshuva on this topic. And it's in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer Rechaim, Tshuva Kuf Nun Ches, and he begins as follows. He says, "Vinirali sheyesh lazeh shayrish v'yisoid alpi machshakos maril reishel chesmila b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz." And he brings this minig. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Hini risa v'noida b'Yehuda simin peivav doiche divrei Rabbeinu Peretz kila achayad." He says the Noida B'Yehuda was doiched kila achayad umachalei amoiche. Lachen says the Chassam Sofer, "I feel an obligation lahashiv al kol divrei agoyin zal b'michilas kvoidoi ki toirehi." He says, but Mechilas Kvoda, I have to go and no, I disagree with the Noid Mida's approach of just being Mevatel, this whole Minna Kalachayad, Ubishagam Kiyotzosi, Lahatztik, Atzadik, to Meikari, he's come to be Matztik, to Maril, Bishem Rabbeinu Peretz. Incidentally, Rabbeinu Peretz Kiyodua wasn't only a Talmudist, he was also a Kabbalist. Rabbeinu Peretz was one of the Rishonim who was Kiyodua, a tremendous Mekubal as well. So there's probably some Kabbalah in this. But the bottom line is the Chasam Sofer goes and responds to everything that the Noid Mida says. Again, it's beyond the scope of what we do now, but Ayin Shum, the Noid Yehuda's tshuva, which is in Yerideya, Madura Kama Simen Peivav, and the Chasam Sofer's tshuva, which is in Erech Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. But one interesting thing that has a Kachem theme, and that is that the Noid Yehuda Tainer, he says, I've seen the Rabbanim in cities, they always take Sandik. It's a standing thing. They always get Sandik. So if they always get Sandik, you see it's not like the Ramah. So where's this Mesoira from? Says the Chasam Sofer, as it relates to that Ha'orif in the Noid Yehuda, it's very posh. He said, because what's the Makar that you shouldn't have Sandik twice? It's based on the Keteris. Because no Kohen was able to have Keteris twice. But is that true, says the Chasam Sofer? It's not. Because we know the Kohen Gadol was Makriv Chelek Berosh. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to do whatever he wanted. That means there was a carve-out in the Salacha. And that was the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was always allowed to do what he wanted. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Rav of the city is the Kohen Gadol. The Rebbe is the Kohen Gadol. He could do it. Don't bring me riyas from the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim, yeah, Zilbasser time, the whole time is based on this Kachem theme. And being that you find that the Kohen Gadol was Makriv Chelek Berosh, so it makes sense that he would be able to be Makriv Chelek Berosh as well. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer says that the Vilna Goyen Tainas that Me'olam Le'ra'inu Sandik Shemes Asher, and he says it's not true. He believes it's a tremendous school of Hashiras, and he says that even though the Gemara says Bonei Chayu Mezoine Lav B'Schus Etalyum Milsa Ela B'Mazel Etalyum Milsa, but Tosfos Kiyodua says E Mazel Yisrael, which means that B'Schus Gadol Tosfos Nenem Masechta Shabbos, a person could change his Mazel, and he says that he thinks Sandikoyis is Begeder Schus Gadol. Fascinating. It's begedah schus gadol. So whereas the Noid of Yehuda, like the Chasam Sofer says, was doicha, this minna kila achar yad, because it's not rooted in shasa poskim, and as a result, the Noid of Yehuda wasn't very concerned with this minna, and he said that the minna poil was not that way. The Chasam Sofer had a very different take. The Chasam Sofer, and again, I think this is the Chasam Sofer kedarkoi, who very much accepted this mahalach. But the bottom line is, it's fascinating, the Noid of Yehuda's approach, the Chasam Sofer's approach, both gedoyle aposkim, but very, very different approach. When it came to this, it's actually interesting that one of the makaris that the Chasam Sofer says is that we're going to read in Parshas Vezayis Habracha, Simchas Torah's Kriya. So the pasuk says, "Ulelevi yamar tu mechav urechal ishchasidecha." So Oimer l'avu v'imelay isves echav layhekav ves banav layada ki shamru imrasecha. And then the pasuk says, "Yoru mishpatecha liyakbe v'sayrascha liyisrael yasimu ketayra ba'apecha v'cholala mizbechecha." So it says the Chasam Sofer, what does brischa yinsayru mean? Says Rashi, bris mila. Because even though the Yidden didn't do bris mila the 40 years they were in the Midbar, but Sheva Levi did the bris mila. So Sheva Levi was u brischa yinsayru. The very next pasuk is yasimu ketayra ba'apecha yoru mishpatecha liyakbe v'sayrascha liyisrael yasimu ketayra ba'apecha zok teilega Rashi re'u yinelu lekach. Says the Chasam Sofer, how do you read these two Rashi? It's very simple. The way Rashi is explaining is, you want to know why Sheva Levi was zoicha to Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seroschel Yisrael and to Yosimu Ketoyru Ba'Pecha V'Cholulam Mizbechecha. It's because who brischa Yinsayru. Because Sheva Levi kept bris mila, that's why they were zoicha to Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov V'Seroschel Yisrael and to Yosimu Ketoyru Ba'Pecha. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's mamish, it's a mikromola. You see, there's a connection. There's some kesher between bris mila and the keteris. Ubrischa yintzayru, what's the hemshech? Yosimu keteru ba'apecha. What's the hemshech? It's this Ramah. B'shem demaril, b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz. That the sandik is kemak the keteris. Thus, because Shevet Levi was ubrischa yintzayru, it's the ru'uyin lekach, that's where they were zaycha. Ki yosimu keteru ba'apecha. Zok di Mishnah Vayter, chavite koin gadol. Loi hayu ban chatzayin. Ele mevi isarin shalom. So a little bit of background. There were karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash that were bought twice a day. You had the carbon tamid, as a kevesa echa tasa ba'boikir, as a kevesa sheni tasa ben rabayim. You had the keteris. You had the keteris that was brought in the morning, and you had the keteris that was brought in ben rabayim. Another carbon that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, not once, but twice, was the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin was brought by the Kohen Gadol, and he would bring it ba'boiker and ba'erev. It's It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's right in the beginning of Parashat Tzav. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor, ze korban aharon uvanav asher yakrivu l'Hashem biyom himashach ha'isah. Asiras ha'efa, it was a mincha. Soiles mincha tamid, machtziso ba'boiker, u'machatziso ba'er. Half of it was born in the morning, and half of it was born in the evening. So this korban mincha, which was made up of an asiras ha'efa, was divided into two. Half ba'boiker, half ba'erev. Bottom line is, another hakrava that was done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, it was brought by the Kohen Gadol, it was considered a personal carbon of the Kohen Gadol, but the bottom line is, it was brought twice a day. So, the Mishnah, this Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brought twice a day, how was it brought? Chavitin Kohen Gadol, lehayu ban chatzayim. It was not brought where the Kohen Gadol would bring half in the morning, be mekadesh, this half of the Yisarin, be makrevit, go home for lunch, come back with another half, be makdish that, and bring the second half. That was not okay. Elo, the way it had to be done was maybe Yisarin Shalom. He would have to bring the entire shear, be makadish it, then v'chaytseyu, divided into two, makriv machzo ba'boiker, be makriv half of it in the morning, machzo ben rabayim, and the other half of it ben rabayim. Kain shehevi machzo shachar, so what happens if the kain brought half in the morning and then he died? Uminu kain achar, and now they, when mamana, this gan kain gadol, he steps into the kain gadol shoes, now they mamana a new kain gadol, lo yavi chatzi yisar mi beisai. He now has to bring the minchas chavitin in the afternoon. Now, he can't just bring a half yisarin for the half yisarin that he needs to bring in the afternoon. Additionally, he can't bring the chatzi yisarin shal rishon. He can't bring the other half of the minchas chavitin that the first kohen gadol was already mafresh. Ella, he has to do the same thing. Maybe yisarin shalim. He has to bring a complete yisarin. V'chaytseyo and divide it into half. Makriv mechza, he brings half of it. Umechza of it, the other half gets lost. Nimsu, in this case, shnei chatzom karev. Shnei chatzom karev. It's going to come out that two halves are going to be karev and two halves are going to be lost. Right? What happened? The kohen gadol in the morning was makdish an entire yisarin. He was makriv half and then he died. The other half can't be brought by the second Kohen Gadol, thus it's going to go to waste. The second Kohen Gadol, again, has to bring an entire Yisarin. He's going to be makriv half, that's the second part of the Minchas Chavitin that's going to be brought that day. But the other half can't be brought the next day, thus it's going to be lost as well. So you're going to end up being makriv two halves, and you're going to end up losing two halves. Tanu Rabbanan, Ilu, Nama Mincha, Machzis. Had the Torah said that you should bring a Mincha, Machzis, Ha'isi, Yomer, I would have thought maybe Chatzis Army Beis, Chachris, or Makriv. Chatzis Army Beis, Arvis, or Makriv. Then the Kohen Gadol could bring half in the morning and bring another half in the afternoon. Tamalib, it's not what the Torah says. What the Torah says is Machatzis Ba'boiker, Umachatzis Ba'er. What is Machatzis mean? Half of it. As if you're starting off with a davar shalem and you're bringing half of it. Mechzim yishalem umak. Okay, it's that. Maybe yisarim shalem, you bring it completely. Sorry, v'chaytseh, you divide it into two. Umakriv mechzim abayikr, mechzim bein rabayim. Nitma mechzim shvein rabayim. What happens if the mechzim shvein rabayim became tamei? Oysha avad, or it got lost. Yochel yavi chatzi yisarim yibesei arvis v'yakriv. I would have thought you should bring another half of yisarim. Abi makriv v'talmud loymer mechzisa babayikr. Umachtzisa ba erev mechza mishalim hu mevi. Okay, it's that. Mevi sorry, shalim. Basically, you have to bring a complete yisarim. The chaytseyu umakriv mechza umechza of aninso. What's going to come out? Shnei chatzam kreiv and shnei chatzam oivdim. So the brisa's first case was literally the Mishnah, just a slightly different scenario. In the Mishnah, the kohen gadol brought half and then he died. So the new kohen gadol came. He had to bring a whole. There's two halves that are going to be brought and two halves that are going to be lost. In the first case of the Braisa, the Kohen Gadol brought half and then the other half became Tameh. So he has to be Mashlim now, the second half. But you can't just bring a half. So again, you have to bring a whole. So it's the same thing. Two halves are going to be Karev and two halves are going to be lost. What happens if the Kohen Gadol was Makriv, Mechza, Shachris, Umeis, and then he died? So this is the second part of the Braisa, which is literally our Mishnah. Uminu achar tachtev, they appointed another Kohen Gadol. Yochel yavi chatzis army beis, chatzis yisrael shal rishon. I would think that the second Kohen Gadol should just bring a chatzi, so he could bring the Minchas Chavitin of Bein Arbayim, or he should bring the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's Talmud Leimer, umachatzis of the Erev, mechzim shalim umevi. It always has to be half of a whole. Ha keitzad, mevi yisarin shalim v'chaytzeh, umakriv, mechza, umechza, ova, nimtzu, again, shnei chatzom oivdim, v'shnei chatzom kerev. Very, very simple. So what's the theme of the Mishnah and this brisa that the Gemara brought? That there was a minchas chavitin that was brought twice a day, but the way it worked was, it wasn't two independent menachas, it was one mincha, and you took the entire shir, you were makdish it, and half of it was born in the morning, half of it was born in the afternoon. What happens if something happened to the second half? Then you would have to bring again another whole, be makriv half of it, and the other half would get lost. And the Gemara gave two scenarios where you're being makriv two halves, and you're losing another two halves. Tani Tanakh made Rav Nachman, mechza rishon, mechza sheni, tuva tzurasa. That before you go ahead and you lose, quote unquote, that was the Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon HaGemara. before you lose the other half, you have to make sure it goes bad first, or it becomes possible. You would wait overnight, wait till it became bad, this bread, it became a little stale, and then afterwards, they would burn it. And the idea is you don't want to burn kachem that's in a pristine state. So you wait for it to go bad, for it to become possible, and afterwards you burn it. I understand the first half. So let's talk about the case of the Mishnah, which is the second case of the Braisa. A Kohen Gadol, he brought the Minchas Chavitin, half of it, and then he died. So what's happening now with the second half of what he brought? You have to burn it. So that second half was once Chazi Lakrava. Why? Because when he was Mafreshit, he was destined to bring both halves. It just so happens he died. But being that it was Chazi LaHakrava, so there's a sensitivity to it. Thus, you don't want to burn it without Ibur Tzura, without it first spoiling, becoming possible. Only after you want to burn it. Elo Sheni. But when the second Kohen Gadol now came, and he too was Mafresh, entire Isarin, and he was only Makrif half, the second half, the one that he's not being Makrif, the half that's going to be lost, that was destined Meikara to be lost. Sheni is Oibazai Lamale Ibatsura. Why didn't Ibatsura? Meikara Ibarasi. In the Katkhila, it was already destined to be lost. So, based on that, we shouldn't have to be as sensitive. Something that's Meikara Ibutkasi, something that was dead on arrival. It was Pasid Meikara. Lachaira, you shouldn't have this halacha of Ibutsura, says the Gemara. Damalachmani, Tana Devei Rabba Baravuahu. This Tana, who said that both halves that are getting lost need Ibutsura, holds like Rabba Baravuah, the Amra Filu Pigle. Taught Ibur Tzura, that even Pigel, before you burn it, needs Ibur Tzura. Even though Pigel was a problem Eikara, never had Kasher Avodis, still, you need Ibur Tzura. You see, you always need Ibur Tzura. Every time you're going to burn Kasher, you need Ibur Tzura. It doesn't matter if it was Chazila Krav Eikara, or if it wasn't Chazila Krav Eikara. If Ashi is a Philotem Rabbanon, maybe it's going according to Rabbanon that holds that Pigel doesn't need Ibur Tzura. Why would the second half need Ibur Tzura, given the Palgibu, Ibai Hai Makri, Mechse Chazi? Because it's true, the other half of the second Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin was never destined to be Karen. Because we knew Lekatchila he was only going to bring a half. Because he became Kohen Gadol in the afternoon. And he was only being Mashlim the second half of what the first Kohen Gadol already did. But you didn't know which half he was going to be Makrev. Thus, each half was Chazi Lakrava. Being that each half was Chazi Lakrava, we look at it as if it's Chazi Lakrava, it needs Ibur Tzura. Even according to Manabah that holds that it has to be Chazi Meikara in order to need Ibur Tzura, we look at each half as being Chazi Meikara. Thus, each half would need Ibur Tzura. Excel. So just to conclude, with one final ara, so the topic of the second half of today's daf and the daf nun aleph is going to be the Minchas Chavitin. And as mentioned, the Minchas Chavitin was brought every single day by the Kohen Gadol. So every day the Kohen Gadol would bring the Minchas Chavitin. The truth is, there was another time that the Minchas Chavitin was brought. And that is every single Kohen, the first day that he did the Avoida, a Kohen Hedyet, not the Kohen Gadol, would have to bring a Mincha. So we talked about how they were Mechanich, the Mishnah, the Mizbeach Hazav, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the Shulchan, and the Menorah. The Kohanim needed a Chinuch as well. So the first day that a Kohen did the Avodah, he had to start off by bringing a carbon. Which carbon did he bring? A carbon Mincha, specifically the Minchas Chavitin. By the way, it's also known as the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, that was the Mincha that was brought to be Mechanich, the Kohen Hedyet. So the Kohen Gadol would bring the Minchas Chavitin every single day, twice. The Kohen Hedyet would bring it once in his life. He would bring it the first day that he did the Avodah. Now there are Shinuyim, it's more related to Daf Nun Aleph, between the Minchas Chinuch and the Minchas Chavitin. But the point is the Torah really says. The Torah says, Zeh Karben Aharon Uvanov. So you see Aharon, who's the Kohen Gadol, brought the Minchas Chavitin. And it was also the Karben that Bonov used to bring. Every single Kohen Hedyet brought it one time. The first day that he did the Avodah. So it's interesting that the first day that a Kohen did the Avodah, he would bring a carbon. Which carbon? The Minchas Chavitin. A carbon Mincha. So I was thinking that maybe the beer Hadvarim, why a carbon Mincha is a Shliach Tzibur when he gets up to daven for the Yom Iran, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he starts off with the Tefillah Hineni. And he begins with Hineni Ha'ani Mimas. And the Shliach Tzibur acknowledges that I was just given this responsibility to be the Shliach Tzibur to represent this Choshev Kehila. And I'm an Ani. Ich bin an Araman. What does it mean he's an Araman? He's an Ani Mimas from Meisen. Va'afal Pisha Eni Kedai V'Hogin Lokach. Right? That's what the Shliach Tzibur acknowledges. He realizes that he's an Ani Mimas. So I was thinking that maybe this carbon mincha that the Kohen Hedyet brought on the first day that he was going to do the Avoda was his hinene. He was an Ani Mimas, and he brought the Karban Mincha, which was the Minchas Ani. It was the Karban that wasn't just brought by the Ani, but it was brought by the person that couldn't even afford Shnei Torah v'Shnei Bnei Yoina. It was the Karban that was brought Bedali Dalas. What's the symbolism? This is his Hineni. Hineni Ha'ani Mimas, Niras V'Nifchad. He's coming in now to do the Avodah for the first time in the Beis HaMikdash. He acknowledges the fact that he's an Ani. Maybe not an Ani financially, but an Ani Mimas. This was his Hineni. So I was thinking, maybe there's an added Hoysafa along this thing. And that is that, why a Karban Mincha? Why a Karban Mincha? You know, Yisrael Salanter, the Bali Musar, pondered a very interesting question. He said, how are you allowed to give a person COVID? You give a person COVID, why shouldn't we be concerned that if you give him COVID, it's going to get to his head? And what's going to happen is, right, he's going to become a Baal Gaiva. You over lifnei iver, lifnei sita, mikshal. So Rabbi Yisrael wondered out loud, that, why are you allowed to give a person COVID? Right, it's such a big deal. You give a person COVID, it's a very nice thing. But l'chaira, why are you not worried about a lifnei iver, lifnei sita, mikshal? It's going to get him. He's going to become a Baal Gaiva, toyevas Hashem kol gval leiv. And why are you not worried that it's going to get to him? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's a real chash. It's a very reasonable thing. But when it comes to midas, said Rabbi Yisrael, every person has to worry about his own midas, and let Yenim worry about Yenim's midas. You do what you need to do. You give him COVID. It may lead to his guy. That's his responsibility. He has to make sure that you don't worry about his midas. You worry about your own midas. You do what you need to do. You give COVID. But as it relates to his gaiva, that's his cheshbon. But the truth is, when you give somebody COVID, there really is a concern that it may come with a gaiva. You know, the Rambam says, when the Rambam talks about the Kohen, and he describes HaKohanim Huvdulu Michlal Halavim, this is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, La'avodas HaKorbanos. What's the real essence of a Kohen? The essence of a Kohen is what? To give him Trumas and Maisras? No, that's fringe benefits that he gets because of what his essence is. That's not his essence. Teduchin, that's the essence of a Kohen, to get the first Aliyah. HaKohanim Huvdulu Michlal Halavim. Why? La'avodas HaKorbanos. The tachlis of a Kohen was avodas HaKorbanos. Shenema ve'yavda la'harim la'haktisha kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the tachlis. Says the Rambam, v'tzorich kol odom el Yisrael linuk behem kovid harbe. A yid has to give a Kohen kovid harbe. U'lahakte moysom l'chol dover shavektush. V'tayach b'tayra rishon, l'varach rishon, l'itamona yofa rishon. But the point is, says the Rambam, you know you have to be mechaber a Kohen. Not only do you have to be mechaber a kohen, you have to give him kovid harbe. So a person has to honor his father and his mother. Kabbadah sabicha v'asimecha. You have to be mechaber a talmud chacham. As Hashem lekecha tira l'rabbis tamid chacham v'adar to pnei zokin, v'pnei seiva tokum, d'zini, you have to be mechaber a melech. Soim tasam alecha melech. Says the Rambam, you have to be mechaber a kohen. V'tzorich kol adam Yisrael linig behem kovid harbe, not a little bit of COVID, asach COVID. You have to give a kohen COVID harbe. In fact, there's a big discussion in the Pesach. Could a kohen be meichel al kvoida? Kohen shemachel al kvoida. Kvoida machel or ain't kvoida machel? Remember Rabbeinu Tam with the kohen that bizman shebigdeyam aleim k'tushasam aleim. So it touches on that the shita samardchay meseches gedim. But the bottom line is that Rav shemachel al kvoida, kvoida machel. Av shemachel al kvoida, kvoida machel. Melech shemachel al kvoida, ain't kvoida. What about a kohen? But you have to give a kohen kavod harbe. So I was thinking that a kohen is coming to do the avoda now for the first time. This is what he was chosen for. It could come with a gaiva, right? It's not so rachik to think that it could come with a gaiva. A little bit of precedence. We know that Nadav and Avihu died. B'yoyim HaKomas HaMishkon. B'akrivim Ezzara, K'tayr Ezzara. We mentioned it earlier in the daf. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara Masechtas Erevin and in the Midrashim, there's so many different reasons for Mises Nadav and Avihu. And at first glance, it's really Tzorich Yingadol. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov, you can look it up, it's Parash Hashmini, says that he believes that really all the reasons that Chazal gave really stem from one Sheirish. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, again, we're talking about Nadav and Avihu, Bekreva Yakodesh, they were the proteges of Moshe and Aharon. So obviously we have to say what we're about to say, you know, take it all with a grain of salt. But the point is, says Rabbi Yaakov, he believes, if you go through all the Chazals, that Tzad HaShov HaShemem was Gaiva. There was a little bit of Gaiva. And the truth is, Chazals say that they were Moir Alocha B'fnei Rabbi. Moir Alocha B'fnei Rabbi comes from a little bit of Gaiva. Ordinarily, a Talmud would feel too humble around his Rebbe to be Moir Alocha. But it comes from a little bit of Gaiva. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer in his Sfarim also says that the Ikr Chet of Nadav Avihu was Moir halacha b'fnei rabbi, which is very much rooted in gaiva. And says Rabbi Yaakov that there was a little bit of gaiva, again, kaviyachol on the madrega of Nadav and Avihu, and that's where everything came from. It's very reasonable. This is the first day. You're doing the avodah. Everybody's looking at you. You were nivdal for this. The tzara kaladim Yisrael linig bem kavod harbe. Rabbi Yisrael said every time you give a person kavod, there's a chash that it may come with day gaiva. Now you have kayhanim, you're giving them kavod harbe. So what's the first thing that the kohen needed to do? The first thing the kohen needs to do is he needs to bring the mincha. A mincha is a minchas ani to remind him, don't be such a valgaifa. Hinini ha'ani mimas. It's true, yeah, you were chosen, but at the end of the day, recognize that you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have this task of being a shliach for such a tzibur. You have to remember not to allow this position of prominence that you have to get to you. Thus, excuse the pun, a little bit of humble pie and a little bit of a minchas ani to make sure that it doesn't come with day gaifa.